Okay, hi guys, welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Today, I just want to start off by saying Happy Easter. Now, all of these holidays just go by really, really fast, and it's just way too much to actually sit here and just say, wait a second, now it's this holiday, now it's this holiday, because all of them are just grouping together at this point, and it's very sad that it's doing this because I remember literally celebrating Christmas yesterday. I celebrated Christmas yesterday. So why are we celebrating Easter? I'm listening. I literally confused the two. I was at work, right? And I was telling people, okay, have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And I'm like, oh, no, I mean, I'm just joking around. Have a happy Easter. It just goes by way too fast. And then I like made it into like this funny thing. But like, listen, why? Oh my God, that was loud. Why is these holidays? Why are these holidays going by so fast? And this whole entire year, basically, because I remember when it just turned 2022, January. Now it's February, March, April, May, April. So that's the third month of the year so far. So, my God. And it's already the 18th. And in my mind, I'm already considering that it's. Excuse me. I'm in my month, I'm already considering that it's May. I remember planning stuff out for May and saying, wow, that's so long in the future. Let me just plan stuff now. I remember doing that. And it's coming up, like the events that I have planned. I can't really say the events that I have planned yet because there's things that are going to come out to not just you guys, but to a lot of other people. So I'm very, very excited for that. I'm gonna be part of I'm gonna be part of a movie making crew. So I'm very, very excited for that. I do like making movies. I just feel like it's a lot. And it's a lot. I mean, that's all we can sum it up. It's a lot. So, going straight from that, the purpose of this video wasn't to just talk about the holidays, but even though I do love the holidays, happy Easter, everyone, again. I do love the holidays, right? I love spending time with my family and I love doing that. But, right, just like how the Easter Bunny is addicted to candy, right? I'm addicted to other stuff. Now, it's not drugs, obviously. It's not pot. It's not weed. That's the same thing, but whatever. It's not any of those, like tobacco. It's none of those things, right? It's actually coffee. Now, a lot of people throughout the world are addicted to coffee, and I am one of them. Surprise! Okay, so I'm addicted to coffee. I already accepted the fact that I am. Okay. It's no surprise to me that I drink so much coffee in a day. And today I'm not going to be able to wait, actually. Oh, wait. Okay, so I love going to these two different coffee shops, right? I like going to my Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, I do run on my Dunkin' Donuts, okay? And I like going to this place, kinda, sorta, next to my house. Not really, though. It's like a hike. But I love going to this cafe that's next to my house. I don't know why I just gave free advertising to Dunkin', but since I gave free advertising to Dunkin', I like going to this place next to around. I mean, I don't really want to say where I live. So it's like, okay. How can I do this without exposing where I live? Actually, I can just say, okay, so. I'm thinking this through over here because I don't want to expose myself over here. So there's a cafe. It's a hike away from my house, right? And it's called Marisol's Cafe. Okay, listen. My face just lit up. Oh my God. You guys need to try. If you are living in the eastern part of the United States, I need to double check on that for a second because I didn't have my coffee yet. I'm not thinking through. If you do live on the eastern part of the United States, you need to get up to Marisol's Cafe. That's where it's at. That's the best cafe in New England. Okay, I do. Okay, whatever. I'll finally say whatever. Yeah. Okay. There we go. I said it. I'm never gonna say it again. Don't like it. I'm moving, so whatever. Bye. Anyways, I'm going to be missing that cafe. Yeah, I'm gonna miss out. When I end up moving away, I'm going to miss it. That's the one thing that I am going to miss about that. Yeah, I mean, I love. Okay, so they have this thing called the Chippy, right? It's like a coffee milk latte. It is so good. It is so good. I get it like 3 times a week. And yes, I don't even. My bank account is suffering right now. I know. But I'm trying to be on a budget. Next month coming up in this May, I'm gonna be more in the budget, okay? Because this month, unexpected stuff came up. Like I needed new tires for my car, stuff like that. And it's like I can't really do anything. Like that's just it. Like stuff came up and that's it. Like I can't. So since things came up, right? I went over my budget a little bit. I had to cut into my savings account. But listen, I know how to control myself. I looked at my spending. I'm like, okay, this spending for the month is a little bit more than I would like to accept, okay? And I'm not gonna spend a lot anymore. Like, it's only April 18. There's no reason why I would be spending my whole entire month's worth of spending in 18 days. Like, there's no way. That's only half the month. So I spend 2 times what I normally spend. But here's the thing though. Unexpected things did come up. I needed new tires for my car, so that's expected, right? I did get, see, what makes it kind of confusing is, right, when I use my debit card, it tracks the debit card purchases, right? But then let's just say I'm with my friend and then he pays me back. I do not have that transaction inside of my bank account. So it thinks that I spent money without getting money in return. So it's not just a one-sided thing that I just spent money and I never got, like, money back. Like, no, it's actually, I'm getting money back for the purchase because I bought it for a friend, but I just wanted the cash back, okay? That's all I wanted. So they're over here thinking that I'm spending this buttload of money, and they're not getting mad, obviously. They love me. And they're under the assumption that I'm not, like, it's just them spending that, and that's it. So I wish there was a way to actually, like, deduct that. So, like, if you spent $500, but then your friends gave you $200 for the food, let's just say that. I wish there was a way to minus that out of the 500, which would make it the 300, and then you can go and calculate that way. I feel like that would be a lot better. It would be a lot easier to do. But I don't know how they would end up doing that. But I like to do that on my own papers too. Like sometimes I like to do it based off of each transaction, but at the end of the month, when I look at my transactions and on my statement, it's kind of like, this is a lot. So, and it's not, it kind of makes my stomach hurt at the same exact time. But at the same exact time, I need to live my life. I can't just sit here and do nothing. I can't just sit here and do nothing. And that's sometimes what I tell myself. I'm like, listen, I need to live my life. I can't just sit here, do nothing. I can't just sit here and just look at YouTube. Like, no, I'm not doing that. I tell myself that sometimes. But other times, it's just like, do I really want to spend the extra money right now? And I do appreciate when I do. I appreciate when I go out. I appreciate, like, the restaurants I go to. But sometimes it's just like, wow, what could I have done instead with that money? But it's like, okay, here's the thing though. I work at a restaurant. So when I come home, I really don't. Whoa. Excuse me. I did not have my coffee yet. Okay. And I do have a free coffee at Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm gonna go over there and get my large. I only like lattes. I only like cold lattes, so you can fight me. Hot coffee is disgusting. Anyways, getting back on track. Great. I totally forgot what I was saying. Wow, I totally forgot what I was saying. See, this is the problem. If I don't drink coffee, I forget what I'm talking about. Okay, so I mean, anyways, I don't know what I don't need. That's very sad. I totally just forgot what I was talking about. But anyways, see, if I make my coffee at home, right, it's a lot cheaper than actually going out to the thing. But I work all day. Okay, this is what I was talking about. I just remembered it. I work all day long at a restaurant, right? And when I come home, I really don't want to be cooking. And this is not a sponsorship. HelloFresh. No, listen, shut up. Nobody's sponsored by HelloFresh. Okay. I don't want to be cooking. So what I do is I just go out to a restaurant and then I get food, okay? HelloFresh, you can sponsor me. I'm sorry. Anyway. Anyways, yeah, when I come home, I don't want to be cooking and cleaning. Like, I don't want to cook, I don't want to clean. Okay, I'm Cardi B. Okay. I just want to relax. I just want to do this podcast. I just want to just take it easy, go on the nice walk with my dog, and then go to the gym. Okay, that's all I want to do. I don't want to sit here and cook and clean and blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever Cardi says, I don't want to do. Okay. So instead, I end up going to a restaurant, but then also, I end up spending money because I'm going to a restaurant. I mean, since people pay me at my restaurant, obviously, that's what happens. If you buy food from the restaurant, that contributed to my hourly pay. So I appreciate the people that come in, obviously. So I appreciate when other people cook for me as well. So since I already know that I get annoyed if I just made a big order for somebody and they didn't tip at all, even like a dollar, even like a penny, nothing. I do not do that when I go out. I mean, even at Dunkin' Donuts, it's a little bit different. Like, fast food restaurants, it's a little bit different because if you pay on card, right? I always pay on card. Sometimes there's not a spot to put the tip, and I don't carry cash around on me because cash is disgusting. I don't carry cash. So if there was a way that I could write in the amount that I want to tip and have it deducted out of the card, that would be perfect. Okay, I would not even mind that at all. That would be the best thing that I could possibly do. And I would get cash back on the tip, obviously, and I would get cash back on the purchase itself. So I would just love that if it was actually built like that. And that's how it is at my work, too. So if you run the card, you can get a receipt and you can put the tip that you want to do right on there. But some businesses, like Dunkin' Donuts, they don't ask you what you want to do as a tip. So it's like they only accept tip in cash, so that just limits the amount of tips that they could be getting. Like through the drive-through, they should have it on the pin pad when you put in your card. Oh, do you want to tip this amount? That would really help their workers out, and especially when they're very busy. Okay, they can actually get confiscated. Confiscated? No, that's taken away. What's the word I'm looking for? They can actually get intensified. Intensified. Wow, I can't say any word today. Incentivized. There we go. For actually working harder while it's busy. Because I would. One time I actually gave a $5 tip at Dunkin' because it was very, very busy. And I knew that people were being rude to her because she did take like 20 minutes on the drive-through. But also they were very short-staffed, and they were like, oh, I'm sorry, we're very short-staffed today, the wait's gonna be longer than usual, do you still want to wait? Like, if you're asking, why wouldn't we, if we didn't like it, we leave? If not, then we just stay there. Like, what? Excuse me, I just can't with people. They don't know what they want. And then when they go and they're like, okay, you messed up what I didn't want. Like, come on now. Are you serious? It just doesn't make any sense at all. And when I purchase things at Dunkin', I always scan the app, okay? And when I end up getting the free drink, right? This is the trick that you guys should do. Okay, whenever you get a free drink or free anything anywhere, you should always make sure that it maximizes its benefit. So let's just say you have like points that make you get the $5 off, right? You would want to, I mean, the $5 off is $5 off, so it doesn't really matter. But also, with the Dunkin' app, when you get a free drink, right? You might as well just make it the large or the extra large and get all of the stuff that you want in it. And I get all this stuff and that I want in it. And it ends up cost the free drink ends up costing me 88 cents because of the fact that I am lactose intolerant, so I can't have whole milk, which is disgusting. Okay, I need to have the almond milk. Okay, because my little tummy can't handle the heat, so it left the kitchen. Quite literally, it tells it to get out of the kitchen, and then I have to leave the kitchen. But anyways, right? Especially at work, I need to leave the kitchen. So I need to check this out. So at Dunkin', right, they have some new drinks. Okay, and listen, Dunkin' Donuts, it's all right. Okay, there is also, like I was saying, the Maricel's Cafe with the chippy, with the chocolate latte, the chocolate milk latte, kind of sort of like that. Okay, theirs is way better than anything that Dunkin' Donuts has. Dunkin' Donuts, you can go and fight me on this, okay? Dunkin' Donuts, you can fight me, okay? They can fight me because they know that they can't make coffee as good as my cafe place. So, that's exactly... I have free things. I mean, at both places, like at Dunkin', I have a free drink right now. And then at Maricel's, I end up getting, like, the $5 off. Oh, my God. Ooh, okay. Here's the thing. It's kind of cold in here, so my hairs are, like, sticking up, and it's, like, prickly. Oh, it kind of hurts. Okay. Yeah, let me try to... Ooh, that's enough. Ooh, okay. So, moving right past that, okay? So, I don't have to think about coffee anymore until I actually get to Dunkin', right? I'm actually getting a new dog, and I already talked about this with you guys. I think I forgot, but today I'm actually picking her out for sure. Okay, so what they wanted us to do, right, is they wanted to pick her. They wanted us to pick her out and say, okay, she's a cute doggy. Okay, we'll have her in mind. We'll mark her paw, stuff like that. But there is one family ahead of you, so if they pick her, we can't tell them no. Also, right, we were the second family, so we needed to wait. So today we're actually going for sure. And we're saying, no, we want that puppy, and now it's our turn. Because they were waiting for the first family. So that we're the second family. So now we might not get Lily, okay? And I don't like that idea. Or the other family can just stick to themselves and get another dog, okay? They did mark the paw, so they said that they were going to have the... like, make up an excuse, like, oh, no, you don't want this puppy. This one's very, very excited, blah, blah, blah. Like, keep them away from them, stuff like that. Like, they said that they were going to make up that excuse because they liked us. And then we did pick it first. See, I just don't get it. Why don't they just keep the dog downstairs and don't even mention the dog at all? Like, as if the people are going to notice. Because, listen, what they do is they bring up 6 dogs, okay? They bring up 6 puppy dogs, and you can choose from the 6 puppy dogs what you want. Which one you want, I mean. Either one. I mean, all of them look so cute. So it does not matter which one you pick. All of them are going to look so cute. But some people have their preference. Some people want a yellow lab. Some people want a white lab. Some people want a black lab. Some people want a German shepherd. Okay, they don't have any German shepherds, but still... So Lily is actually a yellow lab, so I'm very, very excited for her. We're going to be picking her up on Friday, and they're going to be signing all the paperwork today, so they can actually pick, me and my sister can actually go up there on Friday and pick Lily up. I'm so excited. Winston's so excited, he doesn't even know what's going on. He's just so excited in general. Like, you walk in the house, he jumps on you. Okay, he's just so excited. He doesn't even care. So I'm excited to see what Winston does with the dog, because we never had another puppy dog in the house besides him. And we should have got 2 when we got Winston, because that would have been like, they would have grown up together, stuff like that. Like, Winston's 3, he's going to turn 4 in November. Lily isn't even 1, like, she was just born like last month. So it's like, come on now. So... sometimes you hear footsteps in this house, and I don't know what it is. I think the house is haunted. I honestly do. Anyways, I'm not going to say that too loud. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to say that too loud because of obvious reasons. But literally, I did see ghosts in this house. I mean, that's a whole nother podcast. But thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. And I hope that you had a great Easter. I was going to say Thanksgiving. I hope that you had a great Easter on last Saturday. I mean, last Sunday. Oh my God. See? I need coffee. Thank you. And I hope that you enjoy this podcast. Bye. And have a great one.